This is some news coming out. De'Aaron Fox, point guard. We've heard that name connected with the Rockets a little bit. The Kings have reopened talks with potentially moving on and trading him. He's one of the best young point guards in the game. Chris Mannick, who is a big-time NBA reporter, I believe at Yahoo, he says the team to watch with De'Aaron Fox is Houston. The Rockets have a team option on Fred VanVleet for next season and could entice the Kings with young players and the coveted Suns draft picks. He said he had just taped a pod earlier and talked about the Rockets likely playing out the season with what they got, but there are a couple of guys that could change that stance. Devin Booker of the Suns is one. De'Aaron Fox strikes him as another. So, those of you out there, you've been watching the Rockets, you've been enjoying watching this team together. Fred VanVleet is somebody who has been a big part of this team. Hill, Clint, you've talked about enjoying watching him and his calming influence on the court.
Yep.
De'Aaron Fox, I'm telling you, for me, if I ain't got to give up Amen Thompson and one of Şengün and Green, especially Şengün, if I could keep Amen Thompson and Şengün and get De'Aaron Fox, whoo, that one's a hard one to turn down. That one is a hard, because I think he is one of the best young players in basketball. You pair him with Thompson, you pair him much more consistent than Jalen Green. That he's got playoff experience, went to game 7 when he was a number one against the Kings. He would be somebody that would be a really, really good thought to get if you don't have to give up one of those front lines. They're talking about Amen Thompson, they go to hell. But other than
Yeah. It's interesting. I'll yield to you, man. I don't know enough about De'Aaron Fox and to damn sure to get into, you know, what kind of value the Rockets would have to give up to get him. But I'm just going to tell you, man. I really like De'Aaron Fox. He's just been one that I don't know why in the hell he's on my radar. Remember, has been Kentucky on my radar.
Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah,
man.
He's at 25, 5 rebounds, 6 assists per.
Yeah. I could get down for that. I mean, look, I've been talking about it from jump. You mentioned it earlier. It's just, to me, it's 3 through 8. They've got that lick. The hell, it's deeper than 8 at this point in time, if we're being honest. So, yeah, I mean, I would be A-okay with them making some aggressive moves and bringing in guys that, either one of those guys, obviously, Booker or De'Aaron Fox, but guys like that take this organization to the next level, or at least theoretically take the organization to the next level, yeah, I'm in.
Someone text in, breaking up this team in any way, additions or subtractions will be a huge mistake. The Rockets need to leave the roster alone so they can shock the world and win a ring.
You know, I disagree.
Yeah,
I do think.
I don't think it's crazy what they're saying.
I did 2 weeks ago. I thought that was nuts.
Now, if this was Devin Booker, I would think you're insane. But De'Aaron Fox right now, no, I'm not saying it's crazy.
Right.
I get where you're coming from.
But on that front, Ron, I do think, regardless of who it is, I do think that young nucleus, that young core, however you want to couch it, what Ime Udoka has built, I do think he has to protect what they've built. In other words, if any of these guys aren't good fits, if they're not, like D'Amico talks about, Nick talks about, if they're not Rocket kind of guys, then no thank you. You know, I don't know how bulletproof this team is relative to keeping the culture, if you will, the chemistry, if you will. I don't know how bulletproof that is. I know it's super special what I'm watching. I don't know how bulletproof it is right now. No. So I do think Ime Udoka has to protect it from a standpoint, bring in a superstar that's going to be a one or a two, and that guy not be bought in the way everybody else is bought in, you could risk screwing this whole thing up. But assuming these guys are Ime Udoka kind of guys, then I disagree wholeheartedly.
And De'Aaron Fox is not shown to be a guy that's going to come in. Like, yeah, like, hell, man, we're watching what Jimmy Butler's doing right now. That's he's old anyway, but that's something you damn sure don't want to do. But to say, like, hey, it would be a mistake to break up this roster for the chemistry. Yeah, man, yeah, I understand. Like, hey, man, the Warriors, man, they grew it. Yeah. It sure is easier to grow that damn thing when you got Steph.
Yeah, they hit on a couple.
Right, like
they hit on a couple.
And listen,
Hall of Famers.
I think a man is starting to be the guy and has a chance to be the guy. But
I feel like Kobe.
But like we can talk about chemistry, and then you talk about getting some dudes, right? Like, and I get what you're saying, Clint. And I get as again the texter who texted in. I don't think I'm not calling your thoughts crazy, or get out of here, kick rocks with open toe sandals. I'm not saying that. I understand where you're coming from. But the NBA is about getting dudes. Like, they can have all the chemistry they want to, and it can work, but it's going to have a ceiling, right? Like, your chemistry, like OKC, they got great chemistry. They might have the league MVP in SGA right now, right? They got, and I mean right now. I think a men's got a chance to grow into that. You got a chance to get. Somebody said, "Hell no, on Booker, man. You are crazy as all get out, Devin Booker, man. Shoot, Jalen Green, boy. I'd send Jalen on with Fred. Like, you tell me, hey man, you gonna give up Jalen and Fred, and I'm getting back De'Aaron Fox to go with this crew? Oh yeah, yeah. I think you're putting yourself not only just for this year, but in the past." I mean, I'm in the past. I'm sorry. In the future.
Right.
To be really good. I mean, De'Aaron has just turned 27. A really, really, really good player with playoff experience that can go get his own bucket and is an ascending player. So I get what you're saying. There are certain players. I know Şengün, and you said it earlier, that would be a tough one to roll past. And I get that. But in this case, especially if you got the guard, and you got a guard and a big.
Yeah.